night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Yeah, mama! What's up? Happy Friday, everybody. It's your pal, John Reed.
Hey, Holly.
And I'm sitting here with my mama. Say hey, mama.
Hey, mama.
And we are rolling on another fried pod. Hope you don't eat Tide Pods. Listen to the fried pod, right, mama?
That's right.
How's your Tuesday going?
Very good.
Yeah? Got a big day planned?
I do.
What? Like what? Tell me.
I'm going to go to all the senior citizens sales today.
Oh, my God. Say that five times fast.
Senior citizen sales.
I'm going to go to the senior citizen sales today. I'm going to go to the senior citizen sale. I'm going to go to the senior citizen sale. I almost did it, though.
Did you see where Holly?
Hey, Holly. Holly is, if you're listening to us on the Fried Pod, and by the way, thank you for tuning in. Don't eat Tide Pods. Listen to the Fried Pod. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for telling a friend. That's what we want you to do. We want you to share the love. Right, Mom?
Right.
We want them to rate, review, subscribe, and share. And right now, we are also going live on Facebook. This time I'm mixing it up. I'm going live on my personal Facebook page. Personal. These people, I know a lot of these people. Some of them. But there's less people, see. I got 5,000 on the personal. That's what only Mark Zuckerberg will only let you have 5,000. On the fan page, 90,000.
90.
But this is just for the 5,000. I rarely do that. Anyway, so if you're listening to this and you're wondering, like, why, who are they talking to? Why? I don't understand. Well, we're going live and we're reading comments from time to time. And my cousin, Holly Adams, is watching right now. Now, Holly is the daughter of my mom's sister, Gail, right?
Right.
And Holly is watching. Hey, Holly, if you have a question, holler at it. Mom will take it. Mom's kind of reading this and looking up here every now and then. She's got her readers on, so we're good.
Bring them on camera. Hey, Dale Walker.
Hello, Dale Walker. Robert Ward, the lucky few five. That's right. Everybody, hey, look, everyone's saying hey to Holly. So, yeah, that's what's going on. And Mom,
she's sending us love.
Oh, thank you, Holly. So, last time, we read reviews. Remember that when we read some reviews? We got new reviews.
Oh, boy.
We have new reviews. Oh, of course, someone's calling me right now. Decline. Sorry about that. Someone's trying to call me as I'm going live. Happens every time. Usually, it's my brother or someone named Shannon.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Eric. So, I hope we're still going live. I don't know if we are. Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Anyway. We've got new reviews, and do you want to read them or should I read them? I'll read one and you read one. How's that? Okay. So these are people who have rated and reviewed us on iTunes. We love that when you do that. Please do that. Okay. Here is one from John and Sarah. No, that's not who it's from. It's from BMC5075. BMC5075. Have no idea what that means, but it says John and Sarah are dabomb.com. 5 stars. I've just recently started listening. I started from the beginning because I love the two of you together, and I can't deal with an episode missing one of you, at least not yet. So many reasons I love this podcast, and the family phone calls are at the top. XOXO, y'all. Okay, so this is a person who's just started listening from the beginning. They probably not even met you yet. Interesting. All right, here's another. Can you read that, Mom? Is that too far away? Let me get it closer.
This is from Lord Stark of Winterfell. Okay. Highlight of my Friday, 5 stars. John's podcast is hilarious. I've been listening faithfully for a few weeks now, and every episode is full of great stories and discussions that always provide the perfect end to the work week. I especially enjoy listening to John and Papa Reap, David, share their stories. Keep them coming, brother. Mike, your number one fan in Columbus, Ohio.
Wow, thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Shout out. Hey, Jubby Sad is watching. Real quick, let me read Jubby Sad's comment. Jubby Sad is on a very funny comedian I've met many, many years ago. I believe he's in Nashville still. Let's see what it says. What's the files and the boxes in the background? Are you guys going digital? I'd like to hear more of your mom with you doing the dishes in the background. Okay, so Jubby's basically saying for me to go away. And just have Mom talk, and I'll go. I should probably do some dishes, Jubby. Not going to lie to you. It's probably my turn. I do eat a lot of food here, and, you know, it's probably my turn to pick up the dishwasher, the duties. Also, in the files, I just moved here from Los Angeles. So now I'm living here. And those fowls, you know, I haven't found a good spot for them yet. So I've got I bought a filing cabinet, and that's in the corner. Got that at Staples, or was it Office Depot? Office Depot. And the other cardboard boxes are files that didn't fit in the new file box. Trying not to take up a whole lot of space. Got some stuff in storage at Jason's house. That's my brother. So there you go, Joby. You are filled in. Probably won't do the dishes this podcast. Maybe the next one. Anyway, hope you're doing good. Joby Sad, Mom, is a very funny comedian who I believe he lives in Nashville. I met him in Los Angeles, and he was one of the comedians that let me stay at his place for free for like a week or two.
Oh, how nice.
I first moved out there, before I even got a place. Remember when I was just checking it out, wanted to see if I wanted to move there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joby was nice enough to let me stay in his place, and I owe him a favor. So, you need anything, Joby? You good? And he's also a bodybuilder. Like, he's in shape. That guy works out a lot. He's like for real, like a
my niece Tina used to be a bodybuilder.
That's right. Holly's sister Tina Carlton now was once a bodybuilder as well. Hey, Amy Smith. I wonder if there's no way Joby and Tina know each other. No. That's two different states.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, so today I got up early. What time did you get up, Mom?
About 5 or 10 after 8 when I heard you.
That's right. I got up first.
You did?
Yeah. All you people watching this think comedians don't do stuff in the morning. That's mostly true. But recently I've been getting up. I got up early today.
He has to get up early to get his nerve up to go jump in that cold water.
Well, I don't know what I started or why I did it. You know, when I moved back here, one of the things I was really looking forward to is the pool. And when I came back out here, it was still warm enough to get in the pool. And I thought that'd be a funny, great, fun way to start the day, just jumping in the pool every day.
Hey, Amy Smith, you've got a reply from Joe.
Well, let's see what Joby Sad says. And remember, remind me to tell you the pool stuff.
Okay.
Hey, buddy, you are hilarious, and I always love your story of working as the doorman at the comedy. Hang on. Okay. Hey, buddy, you are hilarious, and I always love your story of working as a doorman at the Comedy Store and not mentioning you were a headliner. Yeah, when I moved to Los Angeles, when you go at the Comedy Store in L.A., it doesn't matter what you've done on the road. They kind of want you to prove it there. And Joby's right. I'd already been headlining by the time I came to L.A. You know, I could headline. I was doing college gigs headline. That means 45 minutes or more.
Okay.
And so when I came to L.A., I basically had to start over to the Comedy Store. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was working the door even though I was a headliner. But Joby, so are you. Joby's hilarious. Okay. Anyway, so I thought, like, it'd be cool to come back here and start my day jumping in the pool every day. And I just kept doing it. And I started thinking that there is a thing called the polar plunge.
Yes.
And I thought, well, maybe I'll start doing that. Great way to start the day as well. It's like a good cold shower to wake you up in the morning. I'm trying to get Mom or Dad to do it.
Oh, Dad told me last night, I'll do it if you do it. And he wouldn't do it.
He'd make me
jump in, and then he'd say, oh, I don't think I want to do that.
Mom, if he jumped in after telling you he would do it, we would get him in that pool. if not that day, the next day.
Okay.
Or he'd wake up with some cold water in his bed. Hey, what do y'all think? Would you like to see my dad and Mom do the polar plunge? I mean, yeah. I think that'd be a good family bonding moment. I think you should do it. So I started. Today was, we got in there around 7, about 8 o'clock, I guess, we got in the pool, right?
Probably more like 8:20,
something like that. Came in. Oh, I did. Today's theme was because it's a World Series today. Game one, World Series, Dodgers versus Red Sox. So since I lived in L.A., and since I went to a lot of games, and since one of my best friends is Kyle Davis, who is a huge Dodger fan, I've decided to root for the Dodgers. And I thought today would be that would be the theme of the polar plunge. Okay, I wore a Dodgers hat, and I had a glove and a softball. Couldn't find a baseball, so I had a softball and I threw it, but you couldn't see me throw it. Anyway, that was how I started today, and it's great. I'm still trying to work up the motivation to go to the gym. I'm dragging today because I ate. You know what I ate a lot? ate too much of something last night, and I'm not sure who brought this into the house, but I'm blaming them. Someone, go. Want you want me to go get them? Here, you go get them cookies. I want everybody here. I'll hold the mic. You run and get them Little Debbie cakes. This is why I'm never going to be skinny, because my mother, who's sweet and loves me very much, and Dad,
oatmeal.
She comes home with this stuff. And here's the thing, since they shop at Sam's Club, you can't get just one. You got to buy 157 of these things. So she shows up at 157 oatmeal cream pies from Little Debbie, and I'm supposed to ignore that. So I'm weak like Dad. I'm weak when it comes to food, and we have, you know, a late night tooth. I wouldn't even call it a sweet tooth. I call it a late night tooth, because after 9:30, you're sitting there on that recliner, you're like, you know, it'd be good. Anything that's in that fridge right now, anything.
And you're
anything
thinking, I should
out?
Just go home to bed and not eat anything.
Right. But I didn't. I probably ate, just so you know, 4 or 5 of these last night.
Okay. Dad did too.
So I guess you're going to have to go get more.
There's another box in there.
No! Don't tell me what that is. It's supposed to be hiding candy from us.
I know.
Come home with a brand new thing.
I have to hide the Halloween candy that I buy.
Oh, that's another thing. Halloween's coming up.
Yes.
So let's see if we got any questions for, you know what? I still haven't played the theme song to ask
Betty.
Hey,
Alan Schoonmaker. That's
Schumacher.
No, Schoonmaker.
Well, I'm sure, I bet you it's pronounced Schumacher. Schumacher.
Alan.
Hello, Jason. All right. Little Debbie is a staple of the South. You got to eat them. That is true. Morgan Watkins is waving. Hey, Morgan. All the bell rang. Love seeing your, what? All the, okay, that's Emily saying that her she's got to go back to school or whatever. Anyway, we got a lot of people watching. all right, someone asked my mom a question so we can answer it.
Uh-oh, not good for David's low-carb diet lifestyle.
No, Holly, or John's, or Jason's, or Betty's. It's not good for anybody's low-carb lifestyle.
We fell
it's,
off
It's bad. The opposite of low-carb. This is high carbs. This is all carbs. Let's just read this. Let's see how many carbohydrates are in this thing. Here in the back, we got total 52 grams. 52 grams of carbohydrates. Yeah, in one.
Oh, well, I have
27 sugars, 1 gram of dietary fiber. We got that. 2 grams of protein. Let's see. 0% of vitamin A, 0% calcium, 0% vitamin C. We got some iron. 6% iron.
I didn't know it was 52.
How about that? That's good stuff.
I haven't had one yet, so.
You bought this whole box?
I haven't bought. I haven't
not
eaten
even
one yet. Not yet.
Why did you get them to begin with?
Because they were out of those little peanut butter crunch bars.
Oh, and so.
Yeah.
All right. And Dad likes
Dad
those?
Likes that.
Or do you like those?
I would rather have the chocolate, but chocolate peanut butter stuff. So I'm glad they were out of there.
Okay. well. Yeah, so diet not going great. I'm tempted. I got a lot of temptation in this house, but I love it. Mom, going to get you the pool. And what are you going to get? Let's see here. Let's see if we get a question. Because I know Holly, she loves, Mama loves everybody. hey, Brian Weaver. Okay, here's a question from Amber, I think. Let's read Amber's. Hi, Mom. How was John as a kid? Hang on. Has he always had a sense of humor? He's hilarious. You want to answer that one?
Yes.
Well, hang on. Let's play the music first. I'm going to play the original theme song, the one that the guy sent the first time. Okay. Hey, if you're watching on Facebook, we have a jingle for this Ask Betty segment. So we're going to play that now. Hang on.
Big or petty, know if you got. If you got a problem.
Wow. All right. So now you can answer the question.
John has always been a little character.
A character.
Yes.
I know what that means, Mom.
Okay. John and Jason are like 17 months apart. And when Jason was just a baby and I was giving him a bottle, I would sit the bottle down on the floor beside the rocking chair. And along would fly Jonathan and pick up that bottle and start drinking it and say, shoo, nasty, and throw it down. Well, back then you had to sterilize everything and make the formula and all that. So I wasn't real happy with that, but that was funny. He's always been a climber. He's always tried to do things to make people laugh. Never meets a stranger. And
when you say climber, you actually mean physically climbing trees.
Yeah, Mother would pick y'all up at the daycare, and she would have Jason in her arms, and you would crawl out of the car and immediately run to a tree and climb it up. And she'd say, oh, how am I going to get him out of that tree?
Yeah, I remember the tree at Granny's house I used to climb all the time. That's weird. I haven't climbed a tree in forever. I got to get back into climbing stuff. It's been way too long. Now that I'm getting healthy, maybe I'll start doing that. That Granny had a great tree. I believe it was a dogwood tree that I would climb. And then when we go on a camping trips, you know, we'd go to the New River.
Mm-hmm.
I would always climb this one gigantic tree and just hang out up there. Good views from up there.
You had anytime. Hey, Sissy.
Hey, Rebecca. Oh, that's Sissy. Okay.
Wait a minute. He would, if he'd do something and he knew he was going to get in trouble, he had this face that he would make.
Oh, do you want me to do the face?
Yes,
or do you want to do the face?
You do the face.
Here's the thing. I wasn't aware I was doing the face, but apparently the face would get me out of trouble. Like, I learned this as a kid because I would make the face. I think because I was genuinely scared of being in trouble. But my scared face would make Mom and Dad laugh so much that they would forget why they were mad at me. And I guess I remembered that. So then years later, as I'm growing up, you guys would always make the face at me, and I didn't understand, you know. And so that's the face you make. I was like, well, I didn't have a mirror when I did it the first time. I have no idea. But anyway, so let's role play. So you pretend to be mad at me. Let's pretend that you catch me eating an oatmeal cream pie, and I'm not supposed to be eating them. Ready? Go.
Jonathan David Reap, I told you no.
Now, I know you're listening on the podcast. You're like, John, we can't see the face. Well, you can see the face if you go to my Facebook page. This is my Facebook personal page. Maybe I'll share it. Maybe I'll put that picture when I share this podcast with me. It's basically like, I guess, maybe I was mimicking Spanky from the Little Rackles. Little Rascals.
Probably were, because we always left it him.
You go, oh, even like that face. Anyway, yeah, that would get me out of trouble. And I like to climb a lot. Hey, Matt Scoggins, so let's take another question here.
I think Sissy had one.
Let's see here. Everyone's saying they love us. Okay, here's one from Rebecca Sissy Spiegel Rogers. Jeez, enough names. All right, here we go. Hey, Betty, my question for you is, living beside you, I loved your flowers. Is there any bright flowers that are blooming year-round? Miss you guys. Now, she was once our neighbor.
Year-round
flowers that bloom, Mom.
No, but flowers that are going to be beautiful all winter are the pansies.
What?
Pansies are beautiful.
Great band from the 80s.
Dianthuses.
Never heard of them. Wait, dianthuses?
Dianthuses.
Dianthuses.
Yeah.
That's a
flower? Candy tuff. Yeah.
These are flowers?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they're sort of creeper crawlers. They're ground flowers.
Oh,
sort of like the flowers I have out there now, except they're impatience and
they're impatient.
Yeah, they're impatient.
That's the name of the flower. Oh my goodness, who's naming these things?
No,
someone who's very emotional.
Oh, but I just like a variety of colors, and pansies are so beautiful this time of year. They love the cold weather.
Did not know that. Do they come in all colors?
Yes.
Yeah.
White, yellow, purple, pink, blue.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it is getting that time of year. Yes. It's starting to get colder. I'm looking forward to it. I bought some new gym clothes and comfortable clothes because I knew I'm going to be uncomfortable pretty soon. So I thought, like, I need clothes that's easy to put on and take off with one arm because this one's about to go down. Okay, here's Heidi. She says, okay, so you need to post all this for us to know. What? Okay, so you need to post. You need to post all this for us to know you from your mom, older and wiser. They are beautiful. I'm not sure if I follow the logic. Okay, so you need us to. Okay, let's just move on. It's flowers. Probably me not getting it right.
Flowers.
Oh, about the flowers. Okay.
Yeah.
Purple's my favorite. John, do you like being back home? Love it. Absolutely love it. Getting a lot of stuff done. Getting healthier. Getting stuff done. Almost said a cuss word. Whew, that was close. Hey, Mark. All right. I'm looking forward to Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. I'm not looking forward to the surgery. That's happening. Today is Tuesday. So it's happening Thursday, and 2 days from now, I'm going to be getting the surgery done. I've told you about it before, but if you don't know, I separated my shoulder in 1991 playing backyard football. Shout out Kent Stamey. Thank you for that tackle. It was in a ditch. He didn't do it on purpose, but it did separate my shoulder. Went to the hospital. They x-rayed it. They said, yeah, well, it's just separated, so you could live with it, or we could do surgery and you might get arthritis and you'll be out of commission for a while. And when you're like 19, 20, being out of commission for a while is forever. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just live with it. So I did. And then now, within the last couple of years, it's starting to hurt. And I had it x-rayed and I grew a bone. It's actually, they go, you know what? It wasn't just separated back then. They were wrong. You actually had a fracture. And your body has grown a bone spur, and that bone is now chipping into tendons and ligaments. So they're going to shave that down. Then they said, let's get an MRI. And then they notice, oh, by the way, torn rotator cuff, and we're going to attach a ligament. So three things are happening. Mm-hmm. And that's happening Thursday. I'm not really nervous about the shoulder part of it because, you know, I have been getting back into the gym. I am sort of in a routine of working out. So the therapy part, no problem. Like, I'm looking forward to getting it fixed. Mm-hmm. The part I'm worried about is being knocked out, because I was listening to another podcast, and there's a commentator named Joe Buck. He does baseball games and NFL games. He's a commentator, right? And he was on a podcast talking about how he had surgery, and they put a tube down his throat so he could breathe, and that's what's happening to me. And it ruined his vocal cords.
Uh-oh.
See, I need my vocal cords. So we need to have a serious talk with whoever's going to put a tube down my throat about my vocal cords. Like, this is a big deal. So,
yep, Nikki.
So anyway, yeah, Nikki Maynard, if you're listening to this, you know, make sure they know not to hurt my vocal cords. Kind of need those. Angela, well, at least your mama's going to feed you good. That's right. I am looking forward to it. I'm going to get fat. Oh, my gosh. You think little Debbie, you might as well get a whole crate of those oatmeal cream pies, Mom.
So you like that better than the chocolate peanut butter bars?
I mean, I hadn't had one in forever. So it was actually like more of a comfort food, trip down memory lane type thing.
Yeah, okay.
But hopefully I got it out of my system. So shout out little Debbie. All right, let's read some more questions. Let's see what the last one was. Okay. Yep, they're all saying at least you're going to have good food when you're met. Thank you, everybody. Chicks dig scars, says Jason Greenhill. Awesome, dude. I'm going to get more scars then. So anyway, that is what is up on tap for me. I've got my next gig is not going to be until November the 24th, so I've got plenty of time to heal. Let's see here. Let's go to November, Mom. November 24th, Ram's Head on stage, Annapolis, Maryland. So, yeah, you know anybody in Annapolis, Maryland? I think that's close to Washington, D.C. I'm just doing one night, November 24th. Okay, that's 2 days after Thanksgiving. So you'll have time to get out of that turkey coma. Come see me. Ram's Head on stage, two shows, November 24th. That's a Saturday night, Annapolis, Maryland, D.C. area. Also, after that weekend, I'm going to Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm excited for that one. Gonna do the comedy club I started at, Good Nights Comedy Club, November 29th through December 1st. Gonna be there quite some time. Gonna see my old pal, my old roommate Booger. He'll be out there. Guess who else is coming? We went to church with her.
Dodie Bowman
is coming. Looking forward to seeing Dodie. She always packs the house. She gets I love her. She's going to bring a lot of friends, and they're going to come. We're all going to hang out, and we're looking forward to it. Alan Brown is watching. I used to work at UNC TV with Alan Brown. You might have some new material from the surgery. I hope, Alan, if I can vocalize it with my chords, that would be nice. Heidi says, oh, okay, they're asking me questions. I want y'all to ask my mom questions. But someone says, what's your favorite place to perform? My favorite place to perform is either Nashville at Zany's, Denver, Comedy Works in Denver, or Good Nights. Those top, those three go neck and neck. But love it. Here, let's see another. Okay, I'm sorry for the podcast listeners. I'm trying to read and talk to you at the same time. I'm just scrolling through here, looking at questions. Tommy Trail Jr. wants to know, when did the Dodge thing? Okay, so when you did the Dodge thing, did they give you a car or anything? Just curious. Prayers for your surgery. Yes, Tommy Trail Jr. Well, they didn't give me a car. It was around the third commercial. I called up my agent, my commercial agent. I said, hey, you know, if Dodge wants to do another commercial, see if you can get a vehicle out of them. I could use a new vehicle. I had an old piece of crap car. I've been driving around all over the country. So I said, yeah, that'd be nice. I do like the trucks. They're nice trucks. And so he goes, okay, let me see what I can do. And this is how good my agent was. This guy named Hugh Leon. Shout out Hugh Leon, Coast to Coast Talent. He made it their problem. He made it Dodge's problem. So he called up Dodge. He goes, hey, this is Hugh Leon, John Reap's agent. You're a Hemi guy. You're a spokesman for your Dodge trucks. Just call it, you know, that your guy is driving around Los Angeles right now in a Suzuki Sidekick. And they go, what? We can't have him seen that thing. And so, you know, it was like maybe 24 hours later, I had a brand new truck. Like, I went down to Huntington Beach Dodge, picked up a brand new Dodge Ram, Hemi-powered quad cab. It had chrome wheels. It was black. I loved it. But they still had to pay taxes, and I had, like, do a partial payment. They gave it to me for very little money. How about that? There you go. Here's a question from Heidi Elizabeth Heglar. Mom, how was life with your son in school? Did he get in trouble? Tell us more about his humor. Okay, people want to know that. And then here's one. Does he do his own laundry? You want to answer that one, Mom?
No.
I mean, I would. I try. I have tried. But she will not let me.
Mama does best.
Mama does best. That's right. Why would I try to take over that job? She's very good at it. and quicker than me. Like, I let stuff build up first, and then I put a bunch in. What I love about, one of the things I love about being home, if I put a piece of dirty laundry on the floor and I turn around, it's already washed, dried, and folded back on my bed. Like, in seconds. It's amazing how that happens. And I love her so much for that. And you want to answer this one? How was I in school? Did I get in trouble?
He got in trouble every day.
Yeah.
I got notes every day. Jonathan talked too much. Jonathan's all over the room. He needs to stop trying to make people laugh and get serious about school and learning.
Yeah.
And he was getting punished at home, and so he got to where he was eating his notes. You would hide them in your books.
Yeah.
And I would go through your books and find them.
Oh, boy.
And then you got to where you were eating them.
I ate my notes?
You said you did, because
I don't know if
I said, John, I haven't had a note in a while. Where are the notes? And you finally confessed that you had ate them
I wouldn't put it past me. I don't have a real memory of eating notes. I do know this happened one time on a tangent side note. And we'll get back into me getting in trouble in school. I have stories there. But side note, you know the famous line, where's your homework? The dog ate it.
Yes.
Okay. That actually happened one time. For real. We had a trampoline back here, and it was amazing. Loved it. Every day after school, we come home, put our book bags on the ground, and just get on the trampoline and jump all day until the sun went down. Me, Jason, Sean Settlemyer. And, well, there were dogs, you know, that just roam the neighborhood. You know, back in the day, dogs were allowed to just roam from house to house, and no one cared. They would pet them, and, you know, they'd come home eventually. They had the thing called outside dogs, does that happen anymore? I mean, we have one kind of over here. It's an outside dog. But anyway, lots of dogs. So we're jumping around the trampoline, and I notice that there's a dog, and he's got my backpack in his mouth, and he's doing that. He's like shaking it back and forth. And he chewed my homework. And I remember thinking, I cannot wait to tell Miss Hampton. And not lie about
Jean
it.
Jean Hampton.
Yes. Where's your homework? The dog ate it. And because I knew she was going to be like, okay, out in the hall, because that's obviously a smart Alec comeback. But it happened. The dog ate the homework. No one believed me, but that did happen. Okay. Now, I don't remember eating the notes myself, but I'm not putting it past me. I probably did do that.
I wouldn't put it past you either.
Yeah.
Especially in, you know, second, third grade.
Uh-huh. I remember one of the toughest grades I had. I had a teacher who spanked me every day. We're not saying names.
No, okay.
But I did, or grades. But I did get spanked almost every day.
Well, your mama didn't know that, or she'd have been up to that school and had words.
And I didn't tell mom and dad, because that's an admission that I got in trouble and I got spanked, which to my brain would lead to another spanking. So, yeah, there was a whole year where I was getting it out in the hall all the time. And that's when I was wearing parachute pants, and those are not very thick. You get hit with parachute pants, you're going to feel it. All right, let's move on. Okay, good old days, this is Heidi. Yep, the look. Did you give them the look? You have the look. Mom's got a look. Yeah, that's it. You don't want that look. All right, let's do another one here. Mama Reap, do you have a funny or not so funny Halloween story about John? Any fond Halloween memories of me growing up, Mom?
But we would sometimes make, David would sometimes make your costumes instead of spend the money to buy a cheap little costume.
That's I can make that.
And so that he took an old sheet, cut it up in little strips, and you were a mummy.
Yes.
He mummified you.
Yeah, that's right.
And after he got you all ready, you looked at him and he said, "I gotta go to the bathroom."
Yeah, it took him forever to wrap me up. And my dad made me a good mummy. And by the way, it wasn't just bed sheets. He had gauze that he had from like old wounds, you know, from like being shot. There was actual medical tape and gauze and bed sheets wrapped all over like a real mummy.
Face and
eyes. And it was on top of my clothes. I wasn't naked under that, so I had clothes on. And then that on top of that. And then, of course, as soon as it gets done, 40 minutes later.
Daddy, I gotta go to the bathroom.
So, yeah, I remember being a mummy. I remember being. Oh, I remember one time I wanted to be a devil. I told Dad, "Dad, I want to be a devil." He's like, "Okay, I'll make you something." And so we had some long johns, thermal underwear, and he got red dye, and he thought, "Well, that will be your devil skin because it looks scaly." You know, the thermal underwear, right? If I dye that red, because he didn't have red long johns at Kmart back then. You know, you can get any color of anything you want nowadays, but he goes, "I will make you a devil costume." So he took the long johns, got some red dye, and then dyed that. And then I think he tried to make horns out of a wire hanger or something crazy like that. And I wanted to go to the fall festival as the devil. And of course, when I put it on, it dries. It's not red.
It's orange.
It's pink.
Oh, pink.
Yeah. I was a pink devil. Dad made me a salmon Satan. And I got laughed at. And I did not win any cake in the cakewalk.
No.
I never won a cakewalk. Everyone says it's a cakewalk. You got to go home. I just don't have the patience to walk around and wait for a cake. Samantha Dong Kingston says, "Hello, Miss Betty. Give you a sunflower."
Hey, Samantha.
"What's going on, Joshua Knight? How you doing? How's your Tuesday? Mom, are you excited that the World Series is starting today?"
I could care less.
Oh.
I'm excited that the Panthers won in the fourth.
Yeah.
Quarter last.
Now, I was over at Jason's house watching that game. By the way, Jason nailed it this time on the food.
Oh, he didn't
we did great.
He didn't put tuna.
Yeah, he did not put tuna in the chili this time. To him, protein's protein. You don't put tuna in chili. I'm sorry. I'm drawing the line there. Anyway, mostly because the last time it was burnt. But this time, not burnt. Perfect chili, beans in there as well. We made hot dogs. We had three crock pots going. One was chili, one was hot dogs, another was chicken and dumplings that Mark Hunt brought over. Then we had cornbread that he made. Very good. And then potato chips, nachos. It was delicious. So we were over there at Jason's house watching the game. I posted a video of our reaction at the end of the game. So you were watching that here?
We watched the first half of it, and I was so disgusted at I stopped watching it, but yeah. I did record it. And so we watched a movie, I think. And then when I went back to it, I said, oh my gosh, they won. Panthers won. So I had to rewind it to where I could see the.
See, you got to be careful when you. Because, watching a recorded game is not as fun. You can watch a recorded movie and feel like you're not missing anything. Something about the live part of watching a game that makes it better than, because you already know the outcome. It's like, why am I watching this? So anyway, I didn't know you was watching that.
Yep.
So you like the Panthers this year?
I do,
huh?
But you know, Dad don't like anything that the family likes.
He doesn't like anything that the family likes.
He doesn't care for the Panthers. He doesn't care.
He doesn't like sports.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't like Carolina.
No, he doesn't.
Well,
like
Carolina. I don't fault him on that one. That's okay. I still love people who love Carolina. I went to NC State, therefore I had to switch.
Right.
Okay. That's as plain as it gets.
Right.
And honestly, I don't care. If CVCC had a football team, I'd be there. I'd have a CVCC football shirt. That's the community college I went to for 2 years before I went to NC State. So that was a great game. I mean, it was horrible at first. And then, I mean, they scored the go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter, right, to go ahead. Cam Newton to Greg Olsen. That was great. Good to see Greg Olsen back in the lineup, healthy. And then now they're ahead, and then we need the other team to not score, and then we get intercept the ball. But then they overrule the interception.
Yes.
And then they score, and then they stop them from scoring again with a fumble. It was like a sack fumble or something. All four of those things that happened, and we recorded it and put it on Facebook, and you can see those reactions. If you go to my Facebook page or Instagram or Snapchat, or not Twitter, though. Sorry about that. Anyway, let's see if we've got any more questions. CVCC, wow, only Hickory. That's right. Go Panthers, everyone's saying. When are you going to do a comedy club in Hickory, darling? Probably never. unfortunately, it's been tried before. I'm thank you for asking, Christine Davis Johnson. Well, I get that question a lot. Now that you move back home to Hickory, are you going to start your own comedy club? No, because it won't work. Comedy, for whatever reason, can't sustain itself in Hickory. I don't think everyone in this town appreciates or understands how it works all the time. Even when I do shows here live, it's frustrating for me because I know a lot of people think that that's where, yeah, I've seen it, that's where people yell at the guy on stage. It's like, that's not, no. You have to go. You have to hang on everywhere. You're supposed to listen to the story. You're supposed to watch the guy on stage. So it's tough here to make comedy last because the people either won't come. If they do come, they get too drunk too quick and they yell at the comedian. And it happens. But it only happens in smaller areas. So I don't think, unfortunately, that Hickory can keep a comedy club that will last on a weekly basis, especially if it's a club in and of itself. They've even tried comedy nights and bars that already exist, and it doesn't last. So I'm rooting for you, Hickory. I would love for there to be a comedy club here. That could work. But they've tried it, and I'm not spending my money to figure it out. Silver Bullet, that was a rough gig. I mean, the sound wasn't great. Had to yell at people who were being loud in the front row. I mean, it happens, you know. So that's what I think the perspective is for a lot of people in this area, which is unfortunate because that's not how it's supposed to work. All right. Thank you, Heidi. David Reap wants to know. Okay. David Reap, my dad, is asking. Heidi Elizabeth Hegler wants to know about your first love, first breakup, etc. Okay. Dad is recapping other questions that we missed, Mom. Dad, is she asking me that question or Mom that question? Because we're still inside the Ask Betty segment, technically. You know what I'm saying, Mom?
Yes.
But you want to know my first love?
Yes.
She might be watching.
She might be.
She lives here. This girl broke my heart.
I know.
You know who it is?
Was it Sarah?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's puppy love.
Okay.
That was like third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. That's like, you know, kid stuff. I'm talking like real love where I was like devastated.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Oh, I'll tell you who it was. You happy? Dawn? That's right. Dawn Eisenhower. That was my first girlfriend that I had, like in high school. And, yeah. And we were dating there pretty good for a minute. And then she broke up with me. And I just, no one's ever, I mean, that's the first time that had happened. And you're like, but why? I just want answers. I don't understand. Everything was fine. And I just remember sobbing. It was so heartbreaking. Oh, Dad wants to know Mom's first. So anyway, Dawn Eisenhower, who is now Dawn Smith, was my first love and my first breakup. That was soul-crushing at the time. But I've recovered. I'm fine now. And so is she. So, Mom, do you want to talk about yours?
No. Thank you, David.
But Dad asked that question. Is he trying to bait you?
He is.
Really?
He already knows anyway.
And you don't want to talk about it?
I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to make you do that then. Nice try, Dad. Nice try. We're on to you, David Reeb. You're supposed to be at work right now. We're for those of you listening to this episode of the Fried Pod, we're going live on Facebook, like I said. So people are watching us. My dad is watching us at work. He is a bailiff at a courthouse. He's supposed to be looking over the room, but he's looking at his phone, looking at us. Won't you look up every now and then, Dad? Make sure the room's secure.
What'd he say?
Bok bok chicken. Oh, he's calling you a chicken. Okay. Well, there you go. David Reap being hilarious, as per usual. What else, Mom? Got any last minute thoughts? Any other things you want to add?
No, not really. Worried about your surgery.
Yep. Y'all keep me in your prayers. Are you going to come to the surgery, Mom?
Oh, yeah. I have to take you and wait. I know, but I don't know if you're going to.
I thought maybe you'd just drop me off and come back.
No.
I don't know how it works.
I'll be there.
So you're going to be there for the surgery?
I am.
Will you do me a favor?
I will.
Will you record some of that? I mean, not in the room during the surgery, but like definitely coming out of the drug state after the surgery.
Okay.
I want a pre-interview and maybe when the drugs are kicking in interview, you know, before they wheel me in there to the room.
And we'll send
as the drugs are kicking in before I pass out. And then as I come out of it and I still am drugged up.
Like they do on the funniest home videos.
Right. There's probably going to, I don't know. Somebody wants to know how the banana pudding was, Mom.
The banana pudding was wonderful. It's my very first one. Did you ever eat any of it?
I had zero banana
David
pudding.
David and I ate it all. Big pan.
Yeah, you want banana pudding around here, you got to get in there quick. I had no banana pudding. That's not fine. I'm not a banana pudding guy.
You had 3 or 4 days.
I know. That's not my thing. Again, I'm trying to avoid sugar and carbohydrates as much as possible. So I was happy to not have the banana pudding, although I'm sure it was amazing. Because everything you do is amazing, Mom. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's read some more questions here. What's Betty's favorite memory of you as a child? We get this question a lot.
I know.
I mean, let's not make it about me. Let's talk about Mom. Will you be my spirit, my friend? Oh, wait. We will be with you in spirit, my friend. Okay. I can't read.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. All right. Everyone's talking about Dawn now. Yeah.
Dawn, I didn't know you broke my son's heart.
Yeah,
Shame on me.
We were both first in love. We just, you know.
Okay.
You know, 1 minute you love something, next minute you're like, I'm done with that. So that's one out. Anyway, what would you like after surgery? Favorite drink? Tea. I think after surgery I'm going to want some sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Betty, what's your favorite recipe? I can tell you that one. People asking the same questions over and over again. That's part's getting kind of redundant, but it's chicken pan pie. Yeah. And it's delicious. So I will be in surgery Thursday. They told me Friday and Saturday I'm my biggest days of just on pain meds and recuperating in the recliner. And then it's going to be rehab after that. But I'm thinking that's on the 25th, so that's 22. Yeah, Halloween, I guess I'll just be here giving out candy in a sling. Are there any good Halloween outfits I could do, but with my arm in a sling? Oh, I know. I could be Chevy Chase from Spies Like Us when he went in that test and cheated. Or I could be, who else is famous with just their arm in a sling?
Oh, goodness, I don't know.
Anybody famous, like a pirate or something maybe? Because they have one leg, but anybody with a bad arm? What about What about, I just lost it. So I already said Chevy Chase. No, we're not going to. I'm not tagging you, Steven. Captain Hook, no. Well, Captain Hook. Maybe I could put a hook on it. Uh-oh, I hit a button. Okay. I was thinking, what movie? The Fugitive. The guy with the one arm. It wasn't me. It was the one-armed man. Maybe I could be the one-armed man from The Fugitive for Halloween.
Right.
I'll just hand out candy with my right hand. So there you go. I bet people are going to think it's a fake arm.
I bet.
And then hit me.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going anywhere. I guess I'll just be standing here watching people walk around the neighborhood, watching you give out candy. I'm not even going to try and scare people.
You know, for the past 2 years, it's been warm enough to where we could sit down on the front porch and give candy out.
Oh, yeah?
But it's been cool.
Hickory Jacks from Mortal Kombat. Okay. Does he have a bad arm? You already look like Brad Pitt. Oh, JJ, please. Thank you, though. A hurt football player. There you go, Heidi. That's a good idea. Be a hurt football player. So promise me that you'll record me post and pre-surgery on the meds.
Okay. You have to give me lessons.
I'll give you some lessons. And, all right. Well, that ends this segment of Ask Betty. So that means I got to play your music again. Which one do you like better, the fast one or the slow one?
The slow one.
You like?
You played the fast one first.
Yeah.
I like the slower one.
You like this one better. Okay, here we go.
If you've got a problem, big, small, or petty, ain't no need to worry now. On your market, sit.
Ask Betty.
There you go. So thank you again, Taylor Hoffman, for making that jingle. Yeah, I just put it out there. Someone helped me with a jingle, and, you know, this guy Taylor did it. So now, every time we do this segment, I am playing Taylor Hoffman's music. Look him up on Facebook. Look him up on Instagram. He's a great guy. Lives right here in Hickory. All righty, then. I think we did good, Mom.
I do, too.
Yeah. Anything? I don't know. I already asked you, but is there anything else you want to say to anybody? I plugged my tour dates, right?
Right.
I plugged... We read reviews, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should tell people another podcast to listen to. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Something on the All Things Comedy Network. So I'll do that. I'll look up the All Things Comedy Network page. That's where this podcast is being hosted. But you probably already know that if you're listening. For the Facebook fans, I am on a network called All Things Comedy. AllThingsComedy.com. Check that out. Tons of podcasts. We're talking Burt Kreischer, Bill Burr, Bobby Lee, Tom Segura, tons of people, Ari Shaffir. All these guys have podcasts on this network, and I'm just going to go look at one right now. Let's see here. I click on. They got videos and podcasts. They have a festival coming up, which I can't be a part of. I was going to go to the festival, but shoulder surgery is going to get in the way of that, so that's not happening. But here's one that was recently recorded. Here's one by Katie Quigley. I think that's how she pronounced her name. Quigley. She's funny, good looking, and funny. You want to read this, Mom? Read this. Description of her podcast called
Date Fails.
Uh huh.
With Kate Quigley.
Right.
Kate Quigley hosts as comedians, athletes, actors, and celebs. Share their worst date fails, stories of sex gone wrong, and dole out relationship advice despite being completely unqualified. Rated R.
Rated R. Mama's not going to listen to that one.
No.
But that don't mean you can't. I'm sure it's great. She's great. I've actually hung out with her briefly in Alaska one time. Reminded me to tell you that story.
Okay.
But there you go, folks. You have been listening to another awesome, amazing episode of the Fried Pod for Betty Reap. I am John Reap. Happy Friday, everybody.
That's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with lemon and southern ground and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right.